Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Ice Level, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Welcome back and happy Thursday. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
I'm Joe Babick. We are ECHL Ice Level hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every week on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league.
Today we'll be joined by Adirondack Thunder goaltender Jeremy Brodeur, obviously coming from the family of Martin Brodeur, his dad, one of the best goaltenders in hockey history. So we'll learn a little bit about his journey and his career and growing up in that. But as you can tell, Amanda, it's the middle of November, which means school day game time.
Yes, we've got lots of those this week. I thought we only had them one or two days. Nope, we have school day games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a really busy week coming up here.
But always fun games to be at and watch. A lot of kids, a lot of screaming, a lot of Baby Shark, a lot of SpongeBob. So yeah, always a lot of fun to have the energy in the crowd at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, lots of sold out games too, which is really exciting, especially during the day. You know, everyone gets a little break from work. Watch on your lunch break, watch while you're drinking coffee wherever you are in the U.S. Always a good time when we have school day games.
And the players love it because they're home and done with their day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's great from standpoint, too.
Could not ask for a better day. I'm sure they would agree with that.
Jeremy, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking some time to talk to us and the fans who are on the Ice Level podcast. You and the team both off to a good start this season. Coming off last year when the team went to the Eastern Conference Finals, how important was it for you guys to start strong again this year?
Yeah, you know, last year was a pretty special group, and we didn't really know, you know, what we were going to look like coming into the summer. But, you know, we made some good signings, got a couple guys returning from last year. And, you know, so far, you know, we've played well in close games, and it's been a great start to the season for us.
Yeah, so obviously, as we just touched on, there's some familiar faces on the roster, also some new guys. So how has that bond been forming so far with the team itself on and off the ice?
It's been great. I think, you know, our coach Pete's been doing a great job of getting us together, you know, just like on and off the ice, making things competitive and fun and finding things for us to do to kind of gel together quickly as a team. And, you know, so far it seems like, you know, we got a very friendly group.
You've had sold out crowds for each of your first three home games. You know, Glens Falls is kind of that special place. It's got the small town atmosphere. Everybody knows everyone. The building, you know, it's electric, you know, when there's 2,000 people in the building, but when there's 5,000 there and it's rocking. Just talk a little bit about, you know, the atmosphere in the building and just the vibe around around town here.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely one of those things that people around the league don't know too much. So, you know, how amazing our fan base is. You know, it's we're a small hockey market, but, you know, we packed this building and they really help us elevate us when, you know, when we're, you know, when things aren't going too well, when other teams are playing well in our building, our fans pick us up. So, you know, even dating back to playoffs last year, like even conference finals, you know, our fans, you know, you couldn't even hear yourself in the building. So it's a pretty special place to play. And, you know, I've loved every second of it so far.
You think that impacts not only, you know, you on the ice, but also the team, you know, just having electric fans in there? It's super loud, super competitive.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, when games are tight or like, and, you know, guys maybe not be feeling too well, they know that, you know, just something as simple as a big hit's going to electrify, you know, our crowd and, you know, kind of motivate everyone a little bit, you know, as the game goes on.
Definitely. So going into this weekend, you guys play against Reading. They've had some ups and downs, but so far they're sitting in third right now. How important are, you know, these games before you guys head down south for that trip?
Yeah, you know, the hockey down south is a bit different than in our division, just as far as the physicality and, you know, just the way teams play. So, you know, us, you know, kind of being on the lighter end of the schedule, we haven't gotten too many reps in. It'll be nice, you know, play that 3-3 this weekend against, you know, an opponent we're going to be seeing a lot of this year. So, you know, we saw them twice in preseason, but, you know, we're excited to get going against that Reading team.
Obviously, your dad is one of the best, most successful goaltenders in hockey history. So Just tell us a little bit what it was like growing up in that atmosphere. You know, you were young during the latter days of his playing career, but I'm sure you're around the locker room and other players. So just what it was like being around not only him, but the successful teams and players he played on and with.
Yeah, you know, the Devils back in that day, you know, was a whole different franchise than what it is now. You know, they kind of played a shutdown defense, and now nowadays they have that electrifying offense. But, you know, it was pretty cool growing up, you know, around the hockey rink. You know, I didn't... I never grew up any different. So, I mean, I kind of realize how special it was. But, I mean, back then it was just growing up. But, no, it was pretty cool, you know, getting to, you know, go to the Olympics, the Stanley Cups, and do all those fun things. And, you know, I mean, I went to boarding school when I was a bit older for the end of his career. So I didn't get to see too much towards the end. But growing up, you know, in my younger ages, I got to go on the weekends and whenever it wasn't too late.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty cool experience that, you know, not everyone gets to go through. So did you start playing based on the influence from your dad, or were you just on skates pretty much since you were born? How did that come about for you?
I was on skates at a pretty early age. You know, I have a twin brother, older brother that I grew up at a young age with, you know, all playing hockey together. And then, you know, my little sister played a little bit of hockey too. But, you know, I played out until I was about, you know, 8, 9 years old, I think. And then finally when my older brother's, like, the age groups, like, split up a bit more, we were both, he was a goalie. So, like, you know, I was a forward, me and my twin, and then I turned out to not be too good at forward. So I decided I was going to try playing goalie too.
Guess that worked out for you, didn't it? So walk us through, obviously you started playing pretty early. You were on skates growing up around your dad. You went and you were on a few different AAA teams. So how was that transition from there to the OHL and then going into your first year with them winning the Memorial Cup?
Yeah, so I went to boarding school at Shattuck St. Mary's and played one year of a midget U18 AAA, and we had a very good team, very successful, and I was drafted the year prior to the Oshawa Generals, and it was a pretty interesting transition because I went right into like a really powerhouse team. So I was the backup the first year, but I also got to play a lot of games because we had a very good team. So you know, we ended up winning the Memorial Cup my first year, which was pretty special, which kind of kind of topped off my junior career at a very early stage. But no, it was great. I spent all three of my years as juniors in on the same team and got to play a lot of games. We made the playoffs every year, so it was good for my development. Got a lot of games played, and you know, played with some really good players.
And then going into your pro career, you started in Allen with the Americans with Steve Martinson, who obviously is a colorful character and one of the most successful coaches not only in ECHL history but minor league hockey history. So what was that like going in as a rookie to a team coming off 2 championships in a row and with Steve as the head coach?
Yeah, definitely. Until you get to know him, pretty intimidating off the start. But, you know, I thought Steve was a great coach. He kind of guided me in the right direction and, earned myself a call up to the AHL. Didn't get to play any games, but got to spend a couple weeks in San Jose. But it was super fun. It was my first experience getting to play out in Texas in the Mountain Division and just like traveling all the different areas, right? In the Mountain Division, it's so spread out. You go to like Idaho, Utah, back then even Colorado was in, so it was a pretty cool experience. And I actually started that year in Wichita and got cut out of camp, so it was fun to battle against them all year.
So playing in a lot of different cities and towns here, and also, you know, around leagues too, was there any particular spot or team that really stood out to you throughout your journey?
Yeah, I mean, I would say as of right now, last year was probably the most special year of my minor hockey career. Just because we, you know, we had a long win streak, a lot of memorable moments in the season. And then, you know, finishing atop of the conference was a pretty cool accomplishment for us. And, you know, fell a little bit short in playoffs, but it was a lot of valuable experience with a really, really special group of guys.
A couple years ago in the 22-23 season, you went overseas, played in Manchester in the EIHL. So just kind of walk us through your decision to first go over there and try out the European game and then come back last year to the States.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I started the year in Norfolk, and they got a couple goalies sent down, and, you know, didn't end up making the team there, and then actually got to just move my gear from the home room to the away room and play the home opener against them for South Carolina, which was a pretty funny story. Got the win against them, and then got a call, with an opportunity to go play hockey overseas, and heard a lot of good things. I've actually been in that league prior while during COVID hit, so I was a little bit familiar with it, but was just excited. Just wanted to play some games, and it's actually a very that league's gotten very good over the past couple of years, and it's been I don't know, it was kind of out of spite, I wanted to play games. I mean, ultimately my goal was to get back to playing hockey in North America, so it was good to take that year to play 35 plus games and see a lot of rubber, and then come back.
Yeah, so being back in the States, you had quite the memorable AHL debut in an empty rink. I believe it was you stopped 47 out of 50 shots, correct me if I'm wrong, and that was in a loss to Hershey. So just walk us through, again, some of the time with the AHL and your debut there. How was that just walking in?
Yeah, that was a funky year, right? That was kind of COVID. Some leagues were going on, some weren't. So I started the year in Knoxville in the SPHL, and then got the call that they needed an extra body in Jersey. So I figured, I feel like it would be best to just, live at home and, practice with, having like the valuable experience of like a good goalie coach the entire year, I think really helped my career to this day. And now being back in the organization with the same goalie coach, and Brian Eklund has been awesome. And it was a pretty cool experience. Empty rink, practice rink in Jersey, and got peppered with shots again. And I think the most fun part about that day was playing against Matt Molson, and he's like just like talking about how he played against my dad and scored goals on him and stuff. It's just pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah, there's not many guys who can say they scored goals against, a son and a father. So even though he scored against you, it's probably a cool story for both of you to have, down the road when you're retired in, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, 100%. We got a good chuckle out of it for sure.
So talk to us here about, probably a really big experience for you that you'll always remember, being able to play at Prudential Center with the Devils in the preseason game this year against the Rangers. How special was that coming back home to Jersey and being able to play on a team that your dad once was?
Yeah, going into camp, we kind of knew the schedule kind of got a little messed up over the summer. They took that overseas trip a little late. So, they had some overlap with the preseason games, and a lot of guys knew that we had opportunities. So, right off the get-go at camp, guys were excited to, maybe get a chance to play in some preseason games, put on a Devil sweater. And fortunately, I got the start in one of the games. And it was, it was pretty special. Grew up in that rink watching games, and it was really cool to get a win, even though it was just a preseason game. It was a super fun experience. A lot of nerves at the start, but once the game got going, really, really joyful.
Definitely. We took some questions from fans on social media. So the next few questions have been submitted by people out there listening and watching the podcast here. So the first one, as a goalie in the family of obviously one of the best to ever play the game, is there more pressure for you, or is there less pressure? How does that relate to your playing days?
I grew up with, my dad being who he is the whole time. So I kind of got used to it at an early age. So I wouldn't say there was much pressure. I never really put much pressure on myself. I just, I do really enjoy hockey and, playing goalie and, trying to win games for my teammates. So it's, I never felt too much pressure growing up. And even now, I just try to do me and try to make it as far as I can and, win as many games as possible every year.
The next question we have is, what's your favorite ECHL team that you've played for in your career so far?
Ooh, I'm going to have to say the Adirondack Thunder, just because, I know that's where I'm here now, so it's more fresh, but, this will only be the second time in my career where I've, went back to the same place, after the season before. So it's the other team was in Allen, and I loved playing in Allen too. It's really cool, being out in Texas in the warm weather and stuff, and like I said, how unique the Mountain Division is. But all in all, I'd have to say here in Glens Falls, just the passion of the fan base and the way we're treated is I think probably one of the best in the league. So it's something I really appreciate and why I enjoy being here.
What's your favorite game day food? Do you have a routine, a typical meal you have before a game, or do you switch it up?
I switch it up. I mean, I like a pretty simple chicken parm, but sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I'll go off the board and pick something else, but that's usually my go-to when I can't make a decision.
It's the jersey in you. Bouncing off of that, we had someone ask, is there or what is the one warm-up that you always do before a game?
I always play soccer with the guys. We play keep up with the soccer ball, and that's a way for me to have fun and stay warm at the same time, and you know, just to be with the guys before the game and have our fun before we kind of go into battle together is kind of the one warm up I really like to do.
All right, this is probably the big question that all goalies get. Would you rather score a goal or be in a fight?
Ooh, score a goal.
Have you ever come close? Have you tried to shoot or something that before?
I have. One time I ended up shooting over the glass because I panicked last year. I had one time I got close and the guy high sticked it. But
oh my God.
Yeah, you don't get the green light too often to shoot the puck, so you never know.
Did your dad's puck handling genes get transferred down to you?
Maybe not all of them. A couple of them though.
Awesome. Well, that's all we have today for you, Jeremy. We appreciate you taking time on your busy schedule here to hop on with us and chat, share a little bit more about yourself and your family and your journey so far with everyone listening. So just again, thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks to Jeremy for joining us today. Some good stuff from him. Next week, we have a very special episode, Amanda. We'll have Joey Ratz from the Kalamazoo Wings coming back from his fight with cancer. So that's a good inspirational story, and good to see him back out on the ice and playing again for the K-Wings.